Seattle Public Schools flipped bell times this year to let teens sleep in and young kids start earlier. A group of parents, teachers, and sleep experts have wanted the changes for years. Now, KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld looks at how the new times are working.
The days start slowly at Angie LaFave's home. She's both the alarm clock and the snooze button for her 7-year-old son, Owen.
Hey, bud. Can you wake up, honey?
I am.
You're slowly waking up? Okay, good job, bud.
Owen is not a morning person, so the new early start time at his elementary school is tough.
It's really hard because I wish that I could sleep in the 9.
In the old system, most middle and high schools started at 7:50. Elementary schools started as late as 9:30. Now those start times are switched. Sleep experts say that makes sense because most young kids' peak learning hours are early in the morning. Teens need a later start because their biological clocks make it hard to fall asleep before 11 p.m. But the new times have meant difficult changes for some family routines, like moving around childcare and having time for sports practices and after-school jobs. Overall, though, the changes appear to be working.
I've noticed that the mornings are a lot less stressful.
Kira Hoffman is an 8th grader at Jane Addams Middle School. She says getting to sleep in lets her focus more easily in her first period class.
Like, I don't feel super rushed or worried about, like, how much I've slept or when I'm going to get to school or if I'm going to be late.
Dr. Maida Chen has been a big proponent of Seattle School's bell time change. She directs the Pediatric Sleep Disorder Center at Seattle Children's.
I would hope to see that for our older children, so our teenagers and our tweeners, that really we'll start to see less what I call weekend binge sleeping. The reason that becomes important is because that really is a sign that their sleep is regulating and they're getting more adequate sleep throughout the week.
Good day, sunshine.
At Whittier Elementary, performing arts teacher Steph Turner says it used to be hard to keep students on task in the afternoon.
Last year, it feels like the end of the day, they were so tired. But I feel like now, with the earlier start time, they have a lot more energy in a good way. But I've definitely seen a change in just overall attention.
Turner is also the mom of 2 elementary schoolers and says they're adapting to the earlier start.
It's pretty early for the teachers, but I think the teachers are having the hardest time getting up that early. My own 2 children seem to be doing pretty okay.
1, 2, 3, dun, dun, da, da. We would freeze in that last.
Sleep doctor Maida Chen says parents in her practice are becoming more aware of how bell times can affect child sleep habits.
Interestingly, I've already begun to see other school districts that have not changed their school start times with families coming in and saying, hey, how come our kids aren't getting this? And hopefully that level of advocacy across the board will continue to rise.
That advocacy is underway again in Seattle. That's because about 15% of elementary schools did not get the early start times. That allowed the district to keep the same number of school buses and avoid spending money on the change. A group of late start parents is now challenging that decision. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.